Well, the man of the hour has made it back to the KERA studios. Jeff Whittington has not even broken a sweat, and he joins us now to begin your day of anything you ever wanted to know. Yeah. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Chris, and thanks so much for sitting on standby here. And,
my pleasure. Playing
one of my favorite archives from StoryCorps. What a great story. And we were just down at the Arts District. If you're just leaving the AT&T Performing Arts Center, thanks so much for coming by. It was nice to meet those of you I did get a chance to meet. Of course, the StoryCorps folks are still there, and we just heard that piece from StoryCorps. But we have a show to do, and the number to call to ask a question or to give an answer is 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And we've actually got some questions sort of ready to go here. This is from Fred, who says, over the week-long Thanksgiving holiday, my grandson rode along with me a lot around town. We're in Lake Highlands. He noticed that the red lights were showing a classic smiley face in the Lake Highlands neighborhood. So I looked more closely, and many of the red lights were smiling. Has anyone else seen them in their area of Dallas, too? And I think he's talking about the traffic lights, like the red stoplights are showing kind of a smiley face. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And as a matter of fact, we got a tweet from Catherine in Dallas wondering, how does a Christmas cactus know when to bloom? So this is the cactus that's all set up and it's planned to blossom at the holidays. And her other question was, do Christmas cacti in the Southern Hemisphere bloom in the summer or the winter? Does anybody know how a Christmas cactus knows when to bloom? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see, another email here. This is from Linda in Dallas, who says, I was awakened to a pounding on my door late this evening and thought someone was trying to break in. When asked who was at the door, there was no reply and no car in the front. And turns out it was UPS. The driver left the truck running on a different street, and their customer service says they can deliver as late as 11:59 p.m. Is there a city code in Dallas that says otherwise? Also, is there one about leaving a vehicle running while unattended? I know they have deliveries to make, but at 10 p.m., they woke up the whole house and scared us all. And am I really expected to sign for a package at 11:45 p.m.? Does anybody know if there's a rule about that? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see, this also came in via anything at kera.org from Jackie, who says, I have massive numbers of Lego sets, at least 40 various sets, 99% of all the pieces. Is there a place that buys back used Lego sets, like used games or movies? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's get started on the phones here. Let's see. We're almost ready to take our first call today. Let's talk first to Richard calling from Dallas. Hello, Richard.
Good afternoon.
Hey there.
I've got a question I wondered about. The New Testament was originally written in Greek. I wonder if the modern-day Greeks can read the original New Testament, or is that like a different, is that like Latin or something that died out? Or
Is the original Greek, is it, does it translate to modern Greek? That's a good question. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thank you. Right,
thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And that's where we got this from Sam in Plano, wondering, where can I find old Methodist hymnals with the staff and musical notes? I'm referring to the one for the pianist with the lyrics to the songs at the bottom of the staff, not in between. Does anybody know where to find an old Methodist hymnal that sounds like that? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Stanford calling from Plano. Hello, Stanford.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm looking for a 3 or 4 door doorbell system that we can wire into a home. And I can find up to 2 doors, but I can never find 3 doors. And we want the bell to be different for each of the doors.
So you want buttons on three doors, and
yes.
you want it to sound different depending on which door they're ringing the button.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Well, hopefully you've called the right place. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Line up. I think that might be your. Is that your cat?
Yes, that's my cat.
Well, the cat has quite a repertoire. Maybe you could get the cat to help you figure out who's at what. We'll see if we get an answer for you, Stanford. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks
All right.
so much.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Layla emailed us wondering if anyone knows of a strong women strong bones exercise group in Southwest Fort Worth. She says, we're in our 70s and 80s. It's a good low-impact workout that helps strength, flexibility, and balance. We were in a group in New Mexico and are looking for a group here. So can anyone help Layla find a strong women, strong bones exercise group in Southwest Fort Worth? Allison Crum emailed us as well at anything@kera.org. Question is this. I'm on the board and otherwise involved in some nonprofit music organizations. Funding events, workshops, and guest artists are always a challenge, but essential to the mission and vigor of the organizations. We know there's grant money out there for nonprofits and the arts, but applying for grants is always a hurdle. Alice says, I'd like to take a course in grant writing for nonprofits and wonder where to turn. Can someone recommend a good course in grant writing in the DFW area that I could undertake in 2015? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We were going to broadcast today from the AT&T Performing Arts Center, and thanks to those of you who came out down there as I sprinted away from the location. We had a little technical issue. Our intern, Christina Ulsh, was on hand to hand out some consolation prizes, as it were. We had these plans to do a drawing. We had some T-shirts and water bottles and stuff like that. But those of you who did get a chance to meet, it was really nice to meet you guys, and thanks for coming out today. But you can still call us, 800-933-5372. We're still doing the show. Email us anything at kera.org. Up next is Amy in Burleson. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yeah, this is just a response to the person who wanted to know how to or where to sell her used Legos. And
yeah.
The fact that it's Christmas, my first thought was to donate her used Legos to a children's nonprofit organization, and she could at least get the tax write-off.
That's a great suggestion. Amy, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Lisa in Dallas. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Doing well.
I am curious if anyone knows why there were about 100 police officers with their lights flashing going at a very quick pace west on Walnut Hill this morning around 11 a.m.
Hmm.
I don't know if it was a police escort or if there was something going on, but it was pretty jarring and startling to see.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Okay. Thanks so much.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Jessica emailed us wondering what makes puppies bark at cats on the radio. That may be a direct response to the caller we just had with the cat in the background. So if you know the answer to that, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's go next to Michael in Dallas. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hey there.
This is in response to the lady that called about the doorbell situation.
Yeah.
So I think she's overthinking it. Why not have three separate doorbells and or two for the front of the house and a separate one for the back that all sound differently? There's no need to have them all wired together, I don't think.
Well, I mean, imagine she's just trying to save a little money and just doing with one, you know, one system. But that's a perfectly reasonable solution to her question. So thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372, we have Daniel in Fort Worth. Hello, Daniel.
Hi. Hello. This is in regards to the gentleman who asked a question about modern Greek readers and the ancient Greek New Testament.
Yeah.
And I want to say I'm a Bible translator and a biblical studies person And I can say that most Orthodox Greek churches and even modern Greek Bible readers tend to read the Greek Bible, which is the Septuagint, ancient Greek translations in one compilation of the Hebrew Old Testament. And they tend to also read the Greek New Testament as well, which, you know, the ancient Koine form of Greek, which you would learn if you go to seminary or university. The problem tends to be is that a lot of modern Greek speakers assume that the ancient forms of Greek work the same way as modern Greek, and that's not always the case, and that's where some misunderstanding can come in.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Daniel, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. It's anything you ever wanted to know back at the mothership today. We'll try again. We'll try again soon to set up a remote. And thanks again for those of you who came out. Thanks to the folks at the AT&T Performing Arts Center for helping us set everything up today. But we are back at the mothership taking your calls at 800-933-5372, taking your emails at anything@kera.org, and you can tweet me as well, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me this hour. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got a tweet from Sean who says, I'm looking for a good local for a local quadcopter group or good places to fly in the Metroplex. Does anybody know where to find a local quadcopter group? Let's see. Michael tweeted me and wants to buy shrimp the same day they are caught. Where on the Texas coast can I do this? Does anybody have a suggestion for same-day shrimp for Michael? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Maria and Grapevine says, oh, Maria is interested in the Legos. So, Maria, I'll forward you your info to the Lego person. Let's see. On the Methodist hymnal question, Herbert says, I suggest checking the Bridwell Library at SMU's Perkins School of Theology, possibly to look at or locate these older type hymnals. So there's a suggestion there. Let's see. Melissa emailed us. It says, UT Dallas offers a graduate course in grant writing in their public affairs program. Jeremy Hall teaches it this coming spring. She says, you could probably audit it without being a UTD student. So there's a suggestion there. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Larry says you can sell used Legos easily on eBay and also find Methodist hymnals there as well. So there's eBay is the solution for almost anything. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Matt in Plano. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey there.
So I was wondering if there's a local place in Dallas where you can get custom, like, country and western leather belts. You can get your name on the last name on the bag. My wife's been wanting one for years, and you can find them online and order them, but I was hoping, you know, find some place local that we could go, and I think some of the local places don't have websites necessarily, so I was wondering if anybody had a good recommendation there.
Very good. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Timothy in Fort Worth. Hey, Timothy.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
Regarding the question about the Greek New Testament,
yeah,
the former Greek in the first century used in the New Testament is called Koine Greek or Common Greek. And a person today could probably read it, but it'd be a vocabulary problem like we would have with Old English versus Modern English. We may not recognize some of the words, may have to look them up, but for the most part, they should be able to get the gist.
Very good. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is James in Fort Worth. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
My answer was for the lady about the Christmas cactuses. Christmas cactuses actually naturally bloom in springtime. And so what you do to get them to bloom for the Christmas season is you take them and you put them in a dark place for about a month. And then when you bring them back out into the light, they think it's springtime and they start blooming again.
Ah, so they're not, it's not the breed of cactus. It's the person who's selling the cactus has kept it in the dark for a while.
Yes.
Very good. Hey, James, thanks for calling. I'm sure Catherine will be thrilled to get an answer to her question. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can tweet me as well, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Gabe says, regarding the Lego question on Twitter, he says, there's a vintage toy store called DFW Vintage Toys in Carrollton, which buys and sells old toys. So there's a suggestion there. Let's see. We got an email from Lainey in Fort Worth, who says, our national cesarean rate is 33.3%. If one in three women are having cesareans, why aren't more women questioning why? I don't know if that's a question, an answer we can really get on the show, but maybe, you know, maybe somebody has an idea. Let's see. This is also from Sarah, who says there's a place in Denton that buys used Legos called Mini Figs and Bricks. So there's a place in Denton, Mini Figs, M-I-N-I, Figs and Bricks, buys used Legos. Carol says the Center for Community Cooperation offers classes in grant writing and nonprofit management certifications. So there is a suggestion on grant writing. CCCDFW, the Center for Community Cooperation. Let's see. Also on grant writing, this is from someone who says Richland College Continuing Ed has classes for nonprofit management. Also the Center for Nonprofit Management in Dallas or Fort Worth. And you can sell Legos on bricklink.com. Just one word, bricklink.com. It's like eBay for Lego. This is from Sebastian, who says the Writer's Garret is offering a class on January 24th called Storytelling for Nonprofits and Grant Writers. I'm not sure if it's a regular course offered, but it might be worth looking into. There might be something there. 800-933-5372. Let's get an answer on this on the phone from Emma in Dallas. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Hi there.
I wanted to recommend the Dallas Public Library, the central branch across from City Hall. The sixth floor there has a very thorough and comprehensive collection of materials on grant writing, all aspects for all kinds of grants, and they also have some contacts for presentations, some of them free, about how to deal with, say, apply to certain local foundations for grants. And those foundations can tell you exactly what they want, and others are more general. Sometimes they usually have fees, but sometimes they have scholarship-type things.
Very good. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can tweet me as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Alan says there's a great documentary, this is via Twitter, on C-sections by Ricky Lake called The Business of Being Born. Alan was tweeting from Uptown. So, Alan, thanks for that suggestion on to watch The Business of Being Born, a little documentary on C-sections. Let's see. Ed in Fort Worth emailed anything at kera.org on the three doorbell question. Why not try wireless, he says. The modules have different tones and tunes. So it sounds like they might worked this out with the wireless doorbell idea. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey there.
I had a question. I have some old lumber I'd like made into bookcases, and I was looking for somebody that did that kind of woodworking. I think this call came in a few weeks ago, but I wasn't in a place where I could write it down.
It doesn't ring a bell, but we'll see if we get a suggestion. So you want someone to custom make bookcases for you out of your old lumber?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to James in Carrollton. Hello, James.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
the guy that called about tooling the belts, things on the back of the belt.
Yeah.
My mother used to go years ago when I was a kid, go to Tandy Leather Corporation in Fort Worth. And now they sell the leather and they sell the goods that you can make billfolds and belts out of. I'm sure they're still there somewhere. If he could locate them, he could go there, and I'm sure they would have someone who could, you know, direct you to who does that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, James, thanks for the lead.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get an answer on this at 800-933-5372 from Dustin in Denton. Hello, Dustin.
Hello.
Hi there.
I had an answer on the belt as well. Weldon's Western Supply in Denton, Texas. There's a, I guess, Mr. Weldon's son is making belts out of that shop, and he calls his company Bell and Oak, and they are online as well.
Very good.
And they're custom made, so.
Great. Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Sure thing.
800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. That's where Rhonda and Murphy emailed us. She says, it's said that grand jury proceedings are secret. Who does this apply to? Does it apply to witnesses, the accused, the victim, the lawyers, etc.? Do they have to sign confidentiality agreements? What would be possible punishments for violations of making public grand jury proceedings? Does anybody know? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Sam says, I just moved to Carrollton. I love ping pong. Does anybody know a place I can go to play for leisure? We got this question about ping pong a couple of weeks ago, and everybody who called said check out, or emailed, said check out the local municipal recreation centers. Apparently in Richardson and Plano, maybe even in Carrollton, Sam, there's quite the competitive group of ping pong players. And so you might call around, or you know, look, go by your local recreation centers and see if there's a you know, the possibility of playing there. We'll see if we get specific Carrollton answers for you at 800-933-5372 or via email anything at kera.org or on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go next to an email from Ella in Frisco, who says, the Christmas cactus question is also answered on Wikipedia, and budding starts when there is greater than 12 hours of darkness for more than 8 days in a row with a temperature at 60 degrees. So in the Southern Hemisphere, this happens in June. So Christmas cactuses in the Southern Hemisphere would bloom in June. So this is a little bit different answer than what we got earlier, but hey, you know, almost every answer is worth considering on the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next to Jerry calling from Weatherford. Hey, Jerry.
Good afternoon.
Hey there.
I'd like to find a place in Fort Worth that can convert old VHS tapes to DVDs.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. If you know where you can get that done, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington. Kimberly tweeted me and says, on the three doorbell question, we used wireless for our three doors. You can get a bass and three buttons, and each button has a different chime. So there, it has been solved, but it's the wireless style of doorbell setup. Let's see, up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Amy calling from Tyler. Hello, Amy.
Hi. I have a question about the safety of bicycle helmets. I like to mountain bike, and I have purchased two helmets, and they're about 7 years old, and I always wear my helmet. And I've fallen, you know, over the years, but I've not really, like, hit my helmet on anything. And of course, I know that if you crash and hit your helmet, you're supposed to replace it.
Right.
It can be dangerous. But I've heard that just in general, like over the passage of time, the safety properties deteriorate. And even if your helmet looks fine on the outside. It may not be as safe as you need it to be. So I just wanted to see if anybody had an experience where they were wearing an older helmet and it didn't give them as much protection, or if they think I should just purchase a new one every couple of years.
The rule for sure on bike helmets is one and done. If you hit your helmet on the ground, and I've even heard some people say if you drop your helmet on the ground, like by itself, you should replace it. You might do a little more research on that. I think the helmets, and I'm trying to remember, because I wear a bike helmet when I ride, and I think that the helmets have a date inside them for when they were, when they came off the assembly line. And, let's face it, they are essentially made out of styrofoam, right? I mean, that's basically what they are. It's like a hardened, compressed styrofoam product. You've seen what happens to old styrofoam coolers and styrofoam cups and things like that over time. So I'm no expert, but I do wear a bike helmet. and it seems to me that you would, if it gets really old, you'd want to look at that. But we'll see if we get an answer for you, because this is a really good question. Thanks for calling, Amy.
Okay, thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Sherry says the custom leather belts can be found at the Texas Guitar Workshop in Richardson. They have a leather craftsman who makes all kinds of custom leather belts, guitar straps, etc. Sherry says, I know he does the belts with your name on them. So check out Texas Guitar Workshop in Richardson. This is from Lee, who says square nail woodworking makes wonderful handcrafted furniture, bookcases, and cabinets. Lee says they're online at squarenailwoodworking.com, so they might be able to make those bookshelves out of the repurposed lumber. Let's see. Also on the custom belts with your name, Carol says Leddy Brothers in Fort Worth, L-E-D-D-Y, is a place to get that done. Leddy Brothers in Fort Worth. And let's see. Levi says Tandy Leather in Dallas is on Northwest Highway at Ferndale in Lake Highlands. So I'm not sure if they do the custom belt with your name thing, but I think you can get the stuff that you need to do it yourself. Although they might do it, or they might have belts with names already on them too. So there is a location there at Northwest Highway in Ferndale in Lake Highlands. 800-933-5372. Let's get one more call before we go to our break from Andrew in Carrollton. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Jeff. I just had an answer for the gentleman in Carrollton looking to play ping pong.
Yeah.
The Rosemead Recreation Center on Rosemead and North Carrollton has two or three tables. There's always someone playing there.
Very good. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA right here in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. We were planning to be live from the AT&T Performing Arts Center today, but we had a little technical glitch with our remote setup, and we were able to get back here and do the show since we weren't too far away. So if you came out, thanks so much for coming by. It was nice to at least wave at you as I ran to the car, and it was really nice to meet a couple of you. And thanks again to the folks at the AT&T Performing Arts Center for their hospitality. They were really great, and we'll try to get it re-racked for some time in the future. In the meantime, you can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know in right here in the KERA studios at KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Yes, we're in the universe, and we're back in the mothership. Instead of being live at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, we'll get it re-racked. We had a little technical glitch down there, and we were able to get back over here and do the show today. And our phones are open, 800-933-5372. full board right now. If you can't get through, you can always email anything at kera.org. Or, hey, tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Corey says via the Twitter, in regard to the question about VHS to DVD conversion, Costco has a service for that. So there you go. 800-933-5372. Costco does everything, right? And then in the I always think back to what's the movie Idiocracy, where the guy got his law degree at Costco. You never know. Let's see. Up next on the phone is Carol calling from Dallas. Hey, Carol.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'd like to start a discussion on the responsibilities or duties, possibilities for small businesses to protect the personal data of their customers, name, phone, address, purchases, that kind of thing. And I'm asking because I hear many small business people doing work at coffee shops over unsecured lines, even having, say, an attorney having an interview with a client mm-hmm. about a criminal matter, other, you know, kinds of things. And that bothers me, and I was wondering what, if any, regulations or guidelines are in place.
It's a great question. I mean, now, you know, nowadays you can buy something from someone and they have a little square plugged into their phone and you mm-hmm. hand them your credit card and you sign on their phone and with your fingertip and, you know, it's a done deal. So what are the responsibilities? I guess the question is really, what are the responsibilities of small businesses, you know, yes. really super small micro businesses with customer data?
And so. I understand it's a very difficult thing because the large companies can't do it these days.
Right.
So I know it's problematic. That's why I sort of framed it as a discussion.
Sure. All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you. Right.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Arthur in Dallas. Hey, Arthur.
Hey. Actually, I have a couple of answers for you. The first one is the one about bicycle helmets. Bicycle helmets, unlike motorcycle helmets, are mostly made of plastics, and they aren't made of fiberglass. So they aren't as sturdy over time. And also, the plastic can be affected by UV. If you mm-hmm. wear it outside a lot, it's going to break down. I would not wear a bicycle helmet that's been around more than 3 years. And if you do wear one and you do it, go get into a wreck, absolutely toss it away. Don't wear it again.
Very good.
The second one is the one about the responsibility of places like coffee shops with internet connections and mm-hmm. security. Essentially, it's been my experience that, you know, if you're using it, you take on the liability, mostly because it's, again...
It's business owner or you as the customer of the business owner?
You as the user, the customer, take on the liability of anything that happens. It's one of the reasons why they put releases on, those long releases that they make you click through.
Right. Even when you log into somebody's free Wi-Fi, you have to accept their terms and conditions.
Right. And essentially what they do is they say, you know, if you read through them, what they boil down to is if you use this, you're on your own. And which is why if you're going to use those types of systems, you should really look into what are called virtual private networks or VPNs, mm-hmm. which create a secure connection from your computer to another computer, wherein, and then that way you can like go through that computer to connect to other to wherever you want to go to online, and it would be a lot safer than simply relying on whatever connection you have, say, the coffee shop or the library or whatever.
Arthur, thanks so much for calling.
Sure thing.
All right, we also got an email from Steven about the manufacturers of bicycle helmets. He says, tell us to replace them after 3 years of use. So there you go. John wants to know, why are tractor trailer rigs called semis? He says, of what are they a semi? That's a good question. Hopefully someone will know. Let's see. Hi, in Fort Worth says, considering the prices I've seen for getting your VCR tapes, VHS tapes, converted to DVD. It might be much cheaper and easier to simply buy a combination VCR-DVD recorder for $100 to $200 and do it yourself. So there's a suggestion from High in Fort Worth. Brian says, I've had crashing problems with my NPR iPhone app since I upgraded my Apple OS, and I haven't been able to resolve it by deleting or reloading. Happens on both my phone and iPad. Any suggestions? This sounds like something we really need to get solved. Now, actually, we'll see if somebody has a solution for you, Brian. Maybe someone even in the building is listening and can give us an answer on that. 800-933-5372. Let's go next to David in Coppell. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you doing well.
My question is, anyone know how many police who have killed an unarmed man in U.S. history have been indicted?
Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. I mean, obviously, this is a big issue right now with what's been going on both in Ferguson and in New York, Cleveland, et cetera. I mean, there have been lots of these cases and stories, and it's not a debate or an issue we want to get into on this show, but I think that it's, you know, your question is a valid question, so we'll see if we get an answer from somebody.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for calling. Sure. Let's see. Up next is George calling from Dallas. Hello, George.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Yeah, just the answer about the guy that wants to play ping pong, he can go to the activity center at UT Dallas to the student union, and he will find Chinese nationals and Indian nationals playing ping pong 24/7 over there. He can get a visitor parking in the activity center.
Okay, great. George, thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right. Let's see. We got an email from Bill who says, motorcycle helmets have a date of manufacture printed inside, and they should not be used more than 5 years after that date. He says the foam energy-absorbing material changes chemically over time. In addition to impacts, solvents and fumes from solvents can degrade this material. A new helmet is cheap insurance against a potentially devastating injury. Now, if we could just find a helmet that made drivers in the area, he says, put down their phones for 5 minutes, we'd be fine. Maybe we all need to wear helmets. And that would solve that issue too, perhaps. Mark in Athens emailed, he says, great show as always. Thanks, Mark. He says, we've had a Christmas cactus for many years, and we keep it on a shelf beside a south-facing window, and it gets plenty of light. He says, it blooms for us every year in November through January. He says, in Brazil, the genus is referred to as Flor de Maio, and my pronunciation of Portuguese is completely, I'll go on the record and say, non-existent. So that means May flower, reflecting the period in which they flower in the southern hemisphere. So there you go. Final definitive answer on the Christmas cactus. They bloom in May or June in the southern hemisphere. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Holly calling from Dallas. Hello, Holly.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling about the answer for semis.
Yeah.
What I have heard is that it's actually short for semi-permanent, because the trailer and the tractor can detach and change around. They're not permanently in that configuration.
That makes perfect sense. Now, so I grew up in Texas here, so I say semi, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I hear people sometimes say semis. And if it's semi-detached, it would be semi. It'd be a semi-truck. But that
right.
always, you know, I just think it doesn't sound right to me. What do you say? Do you say semi or do you say semi?
Born and raised in VFW, I call them semis.
Very good. All right. Thanks so much, Holly.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Larry in Flower Mound says, semi-truck or semi is short for semi-trailer truck. It describes a truck consisting of a tractor and a half-trailer. The trailer is a half-trailer because it does not have wheels both front and back, but only in back. The front is supported by the tractor. So we've got that one, I think, definitively solved. Thank goodness. We got one completely, totally. Well, we got the Christmas cactus one too, didn't we? And we got the ping pong answer. So that's pretty solid. You guys did that. So thanks for calling. Still got time for a few more calls at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Keith in Fort Worth. Hello, Keith.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
I have an answer regarding converting VHS or video to DVD. As strange as this sounds, there is a company that is partnered with Pop's Safari Cigar Shop, which is located near the Modern Art Museum, and they have a side business that does this kind of conversion. I've had a lot of things done with them, been great to work with. I don't recall it being very expensive.
Wow. Okay, so at Pop's Safari Cigar Shop near the Modern in Fort Worth, they will also transfer your VHS tapes to DVD.
Yes, I'm sure their business has a name. I just don't recall what it is.
Fantastic. Keith, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Let's see. We got one more on this from Juan in Fort Worth. Hello, Juan.
Yes.
Hey there.
In regards to that gentleman that called about the converting VHS tapes to DVDs,
yeah.
I have purchased a Toshiba unit. From I don't know if I can name the outlet, but one of the greatest outlets, you know, big outlets in the country.
Sure, sure. From Walmart. You said Walmart to our screener, right? Yeah.
Okay, yes,
yeah.
At Walmart. And it does a wonderful job. I have a whole bunch of DVDs, I mean, VHS tape that I've converted to DVDs already. And it actually improves the quality to a certain degree because of the progressive scanning that it does on it. So. I can give you the model number that's allowable over now.
Sure,
now.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, this model that I have is DVR620KU, and I've been using it quite often, and it does a marvelous job.
So how long have you had it, Juan?
I've had it for about several months, about 8 months, and it's been working wonderful.
Very good. Well, Juan, thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Sam, who wants to know if the tailbone has a function. Does the tailbone have a function? 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk to Jeff in Fort Worth. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. I was just want to comment on the question about how many was there any tracking on police shootings? And I've kind of done some research on that myself because I wanted to really figure out, you know, how often that happened. And I found out that the Bureau of Justice Statistics, which is the FBI's kind of data arm, doesn't track that kind of information at all. They can tell you, you know, what how many, you know, people of a race were killed by another race or were robbed or sexually assaulted, that kind of stuff, almost down to the tenth decimal place, but they don't get the good data on how many police shootings are, you know, justified, indictable, unarmed citizen, that kind of stuff. So I think that's very interesting. And I think that was one of the things that Eric Holder was wanting to try to implement was, you know, getting more data, you know, on each police shooting. But I think that they have to have cooperation to get that information.
Well, it's definitely a topic that, you know, it's in the news right now. And I think that the federal government's taking, obviously, as you said, taking a look at it. And it's a tough, you know, this is a tough issue. It really is. I mean, it's everyone has an opinion about this. And I think that it's a really challenging situation for citizens and for police officers. And,
I think so.
You know,
I think so too.
Thanks for the word on that. I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait and see if we hear more about that.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open. I think we have time for maybe just one more call. And why not? I mean, why not? Let's talk to Mark in Dallas. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Hey there. You're on.
Yeah, I've got an answer regarding the tailbone question.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you for a fact that the tailbone has no use because my father doesn't have one. The doctor, when he took an x-ray, he was surprised he doesn't have one, and he's the healthiest guy I know.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. My name is Jeff Whittington. The show is produced by Stephen Becker, our engineer, Shelley Canavy. Lindsay Connect answered your phone calls today. Thank you very much, Lindsay, Stephen, and Shelley. Christine McConnell edits the podcast, and thanks, Christine, for doing that. You can find that podcast, the last 10 episodes of the show, as a matter of fact, at kera.org/anything. And once again, I want to thank our friends down at the AT&T Performing Arts Center for making it possible for us to try to broadcast there today. We had a little technical glitch, We'll try to get back out there. And thanks to those of you who came out to see us. It was really great to see all of you as well. You can email us your thoughts, comments, suggestions, questions, and answers, anything at kera.org. And you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Once again, thanks so much for tuning in, for listening, for writing and calling in today, and have a fantastic weekend.